November 27, repeating Christ's invitation. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. Jesus says, And let him that heareth say, Come. Those who are of a contrite heart will receive the message of heaven and will voice the words of the angel. This is the work of all who have heard the divine invitation. Jesus said to the woman of Samaria what he says to us all, If thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:10-14. The words spoken by Jesus Christ are to be repeated by those who believe them. Those who have genuine faith will make it evident by working for souls who are in darkness. They will speak words of warning, of entreaty, and will point out the snow waters of Lebanon to those who are seeking to quench their thirst from the low streams of the valleys of the world. God calls for those who stand as soldiers under his blood-stained banner to go to work. He will clothe his messengers with divine power so that they may reach those who are perishing. Christ has opened a fountain for the sinful, suffering world, and the voice of mercy is heard, Come, all ye thirsting souls, come and drink. You may take of the water of life freely. Let him that heareth say, Come, and whosoever will, let him come. Let every soul, women as well as men, sound this message. Then the work will be carried to the waste places of the earth. The scripture will be fulfilled. In that day the Lord shall open fountains in the valleys and rivers in the desert, and with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Isaiah 41:18, 43:19, and 12:3. A chain of living witnesses is to carry the invitation to the world. Will you act your part in this great work?